Hello, knowledge seekers. In this episode of 20 Minute Books, we delve into The Longevity Paradox, a groundbreaking book published in 2019 that reshapes our understanding of aging and longevity. Authored by Dr. Stephen Gundry, a renowned heart surgeon, researcher, and pioneer in nutrition, The Longevity Paradox offers an insightful exploration into how we can live longer, healthier lives by focusing on three critical factors: our gut bacteria, our gut walls, and our mitochondria. Dr. Gundry, with his extensive experience running the International Heart and Lung Institute and the Center for Restorative Medicine, has been at the forefront of medical research, particularly in how diet affects our health and longevity. Through The Longevity Paradox, he shares powerful strategies and insights garnered from his clinical practice and research, making complex medical knowledge accessible and actionable. This book is not just for those in the medical field, but is written for anyone interested in enhancing their health span. Whether you are a young person aiming to preempt the declines associated with aging, or an older individual seeking to reverse those effects, The Longevity Paradox offers a hopeful, science-backed path to achieving optimal health and longevity. It's also a must-read for those curious about alternative medical views and the pioneering thoughts of one of the most influential medical doctors of our time. Join us as we unpack the lessons from The Longevity Paradox and discover how nurturing our body's internal processes can unlock the secret to a long and vibrant life. This is for anyone aspiring to thrive, not just survive, in their later years, and for readers eager to rethink the conventional wisdom surrounding aging. Dive into this episode and take the first step towards redefining your health trajectory with Dr. Stephen Gundry as your guide. The Longevity Paradox: How to Die Young at a Ripe Old Age. Introduction: Unlocking the Fountain of Youth: Secrets to a Vibrant Long Life. The quest for eternal youth isn't new. It's a desire as ancient as time. Yet in this modern era, the aspiration isn't merely about adding more candles to our birthday cakes. It's about thriving in those added years, free from the ailments that often accompany age. This desire might seem like a tightrope walk between wishing for longevity and fearing the deterioration that can come with it. But what if I told you that there's a way to walk this tightrope successfully? You see, when we talk about fearing age, we're not necessarily dreading the increasing numbers that mark our birthdays. Instead, our apprehensions are tied to the decline in our physical and mental capabilities. The thoughts of frail bones, weakening muscles, cancer, heart disease, memory loss, and dementia haunt us, making the prospect of aging less appealing. However, everyone's dream is to carry the wisdom of their years with the vitality and vigor of their youth. It raises a tantalizing question: is it genuinely feasible to stride into your 80s with the zest, strength, and cognitive sharpness of someone decades younger? The encouraging response is a resounding yes. While it may appear a blend of fantasy and wishful thinking, recent findings and health strategies have begun to turn the tide, offering promising insights into achieving this seemingly elusive balance. The exploration into these methods reveals a mix of intuitive and surprising strategies. For instance, while exercise is universally touted as a pillar of health, there's a fascinating discussion around the potential drawbacks of excessive physical exertion. On the flip side, there's compelling evidence suggesting the myriad benefits of embracing moderation, not just in physical activity, but in our dietary habits as well, with hints that sometimes eating less could indeed be the secret sauce to a longer, healthier life. Moreover, the narrative takes an exciting turn with the revelation of groundbreaking research involving lab mice. These creatures didn't just slow down the aging process, they appeared to reverse it, challenging our fundamental understanding of what it means to grow old. As we delve deeper into these revelations, we tap into a mix of ancient wisdom and cutting-edge science, The journey is about discovering that the tools for a life brimming with energy and devoid of age-related decline are surprisingly accessible. They invite us to rethink our approach to daily habits, from the intensity of our workouts to the portions on our plates, and possibly to unlock the paradox of living a long, vibrant life. Part 1. The Unsettling Truth: Longer Lives, Diminishing Health. Imagine stepping outside to a sky split between dazzling sunshine and an ominous storm front. This image serves as a perfect metaphor for the current state of longevity in Western civilizations. On one side, we're witnessing an era where the average lifespan has seen remarkable increases over the past half century. From 1960 to 2013, life expectancy for American men rose from 66.4 to 76.4 years, and for American women, from 73.1 to 81.1 years. A triumph of modern medicine and public health, one might argue. However, lurking on the horizon is a troubling development. Recently, this upward trajectory in life expectancy has not just plateaued, it's begun to reverse slightly. Even more disconcerting is the realization that while we've succeeded in adding more years to life, we've failed to add more life to those years. The concept of health span, the period of life spent in good health, has not seen a parallel extension. It appears that in the US, the age of 50.9 marks the beginning of a decline into various age-related ailments: muscle deterioration, obesity, osteoporosis, arthritis, heart diseases, cancer, cognitive decline, and dementia, to name a few. Consequently, despite having extra years, many lack the vigor and wellness to enjoy them fully. This disparity has its roots not in an enhancement of fundamental health markers, but rather in advancements in medical science that have improved disease prevention and management. Vaccinations, antibiotics, better hygiene practices have heroically reduced early mortality by combating infectious diseases that once decimated populations, especially the young. Furthermore, treatments, medications, and surgical interventions, like bypass surgeries, have prolonged lives despite ongoing health issues. But what lies at the heart of these health issues? The culprits are frequently pointed out as the unhealthy diet and sedentary lifestyle characteristic of the modern Western world, with its penchant for processed foods and lack of physical activity. Yet, beneath the surface, there lie surprising factors that contribute to this health crisis. The reasons why the Western dietary and lifestyle habits are wreaking havoc on our health are not just alarming because of their effects, but also because of their pervasive, yet often under-acknowledged, impact on our well-being. Part 2. The Gut Bacteria Garden: Cultivating Your Way to Longevity. Envision a woman stepping boldly into her 90s with the agility and mental agility reminiscent of someone half her age. How does she maintain such remarkable vitality? The initial guesses might lean towards exceptional genetics or a stringent, health-conscious diet. However, the true catalyst of her youthful vigor might come from a source much smaller and more numerous than human cells: the trillions of single-cell bacteria residing within and around her. The actual genetic keyholders to longevity are not found in our own cells, but in those of the diverse bacteria species inhabiting our gut. These microscopic inhabitants play a pivotal role in our health, aiding in the digestion process and the production of crucial vitamins, minerals, hormones, proteins, and other essential nutrients. But it's not just about their presence, it's the balance among the myriad bacterial species that matters. The gut microbiome, teeming with both beneficial and harmful bacteria, can sway our health's pendulum based on its composition. Consider the contrasting roles of two bacteria types: Escherichia, known for triggering inflammation, and Eubacterium rectale, which combats it. Given that inflammation is a precursor to many age-associated diseases, ranging from dementia to Alzheimer's, a balanced microbiome swinging in favor of the beneficial bacteria like Eubacterium rectale is paramount. This balance isn't merely theoretical. Research published in the Neurobiology of Aging in 2017 has linked cognitive impairments in elderly individuals with a disproportion favoring the inflammatory bacteria. Thus, the secret to a long, flourishing life lies in the active cultivation of beneficial gut bacteria while suppressing the harmful ones. Diet plays a critical role in this delicate balancing act. Prebiotics, substances that promote the growth of good bacteria, should be a staple in one's dietary regimen. Tubers, mushrooms, and root vegetables like yams, turnips, and notably sweet potatoes are excellent sources of these life-sustaining compounds. On the flip side, to curb the proliferation of detrimental bacteria, reducing sugar intake is crucial, not just the obvious culprits like table sugar, but also the naturally occurring sugars in many fruits. While tantalizingly sweet, grapes, mangoes, pineapples, and ripe bananas are laden with fructose, a sugar variety that fuels the growth of harmful bacteria as effectively as it does our taste buds' pleasure centers. So, in the pursuit of a long, vibrant life, envision your gut as a garden that requires careful, selective nurturing. By prioritizing the growth of beneficial flora through a thoughtfully curated diet, you embark on a path that might just lead you to the fountain of youth, one that flows from the very core of our being. Part 3. Powerhouses Within. How mitochondria sculpt our health and longevity. Delve deeper into the cellular level of our bodies, and you'll discover a fascinating connection to the microbial world that lies not just around us, but within most of our own cells, the mitochondria. Remember those from biology class? They're the descendants of bacteria and represent a biological legacy that significantly impacts our health and aging process. Mitochondria are the cellular power plants responsible for converting nutrients into energy, making them a vital element for our existence. But their role doesn't stop at energy production. They also play a pivotal part in cellular growth, determining the rate at which cells grow, survive, or die. Through this, they exercise considerable influence over the aging process and the overall vitality of organisms. A compelling experiment at the University of Alabama at Birmingham shed light on the profound impact of mitochondrial health. Researchers induced mitochondrial dysfunction in lab mice, a process that resulted in rapid aging symptoms such as hair loss and wrinkling skin. However, when the mitochondrial health was restored, these symptoms reversed, showcasing a direct link between mitochondrial function and the aging process. But what fuels mitochondrial dysfunction in our bodies? Often, it's the dissonance between what our mitochondria need and what they receive, largely influenced by our diet and the signals from our gut bacteria. Take, for instance, the high iron content in meat, which disrupts mitochondrial energy production by reducing oxygen levels. A study in 2018 highlighted the dangers of such disruption, connecting it to severe neurological diseases, including Huntington's disease and amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, ALS. Fortunately, just as diet can impair mitochondrial function, it can also enhance it. The right kinds of food can foster a beneficial environment for our mitochondria. Prebiotics, for example, can prompt our gut bacteria to produce butyrate, a short-chain fatty acid that supercharges mitochondrial energy production. Nuts like walnuts, pistachios, and almonds are not only delicious sources of butyrate, but also rich in protein, offering a wholesome alternative to meat-based proteins. Through understanding and nurturing these microscopic powerhouses within our cells, we unlock another key to extending our health span and, by extension, our lifespan. Embracing a diet that supports mitochondrial health might just be one of the most impactful steps we can take toward a robust and vibrant existence. Part 4. The Unsung Hero of Longevity, Guarding Your Gut Wall. Imagine our quest for longevity as an epic saga where the champions of our story are a remarkable trio tasked with protecting the realm of our body. You've been introduced to the first two guardians, the microscopic yet mighty gut bacteria and the energy-converting mitochondria. Now, let's unveil the third and equally pivotal protector, the gut wall. Envision your gut wall as the fortress that shields the inner sanctum of your body from the outside world. Its structure is sophisticated yet elegantly simple, comprised of a single layer of mucus-producing cells that form a tight-knit barrier along your intestines. Among these cells, specialized immune warriors stand guard, playing a crucial role as sentinels that decide what may enter the bloodstream and what must be kept out. This selective permeability is crucial, as the intestines are a bustling marketplace of substances, some beneficial, others harmful. The gut wall and its vigilant immune cells ensure that essential nutrients like amino acids and fatty acids are absorbed while deterring dangerous intruders. Among these unwanted guests are lipopolysaccharides, or LPSs, which the author playfully renames little pieces of shit due to their nature as waste products from bacterial cell walls. Despite their seemingly diminutive size, LPSs pose a significant threat when they breach the gut wall and infiltrate the bloodstream, organs, tissues, or lymphatic system. To the immune system, LPSs are alien invaders, provoking an inflammatory response. When such skirmishes occur repeatedly, they lead to chronic inflammation, laying the groundwork for various age-related diseases like diabetes, osteoporosis, arthritis, cancer, and Alzheimer's. Therefore, maintaining a robust and impervious gut wall is paramount in the battle against aging. It's the essential barrier that keeps the peace within our inner kingdom, allowing nutrient allies passage while repelling invaders. But as every saga has its villains, our story of longevity is about to introduce another adversary. Before we explore strategies to fortify our gut wall, let's brace ourselves for the challenges that lie ahead in this quest for enduring health and vitality. Part 5. Fortify your gut wall, navigating the pitfalls of the Western diet. Imagine if your gut wall was an impenetrable fortress, safeguarding your body against the myriad threats that could undermine your health. Sadly, unlike an invincible shield, our gut wall is susceptible to damage, especially from enemies lurking within our own lifestyle and dietary choices. A prime adversary in this scenario is lectins, plant-derived proteins that mimic the molecular patterns of lipopolysaccharides, LPSs. Our immune system sees lectins as foreign invaders, igniting an inflammatory response. However, lectins' mischief doesn't end there. They are infamous for undermining the integrity of the gut wall itself. These proteins can pry apart the close bonds between the cells lining our gut, creating breaches through which harmful substances sneak into the rest of the body. This phenomenon, known as leaky gut, sets the stage for a domino effect of inflammation and disease. The humbling truth is that lectins are a staple of the Western diet, hiding in plain sight within grains like rice and wheat. Wheat, in particular, harbors a particularly insidious lectin known as wheat germ agglutinin, WGA. Disturbingly, these particles are so minuscule they can traverse an unscathed gut wall, inflicting damage from the inside. WGAs are particularly villainous, not only stoking the flames of inflammation, notably in the kidneys, but also impersonating insulin. This impersonation leads to a cascade of harmful effects: muscle degeneration, fat accumulation, and the deterioration of brain cells and peripheral nerves, setting the stage for diseases like dementia and Parkinson's. The threats don't stop at lectins. Excessive alcohol consumption and the use of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs, like ibuprofen and Advil, further compromise our gut wall. These substances not only weaken the barrier protecting us from internal invaders, but, in a cruel twist of irony, exacerbate the very inflammation they're often employed to mitigate. This creates a self-sustaining cycle of damage and inflammation, buoying the need for more NSAIDs and further endangering the gut wall. But there's hope. By steering clear of NSAIDs, curbing alcohol intake, and sidestepping foods rich in lectins, you can begin to mend and fortify your gut wall, halting the cycle of inflammation and its consequent diseases. In the following discussion, we'll explore tangible steps to reinforce this critical barrier, venturing beyond avoidance to proactive strategies of strengthening our gut wall for optimal health and longevity. Part 6. embracing stress, strengthen your gut wall through hormesis and autophagy. The dream of an indestructible gut wall, immune to the barrage of inflammatory agents and harmful substances like LPSs, WGAs, and lectins, is closer to reality than you might think. The secret lies not in avoiding all forms of stress, but in embracing a specific type of stress, with the help of our ever-reliable gut bacteria. By understanding and applying the principles of hormesis and autophagy, we can fortify our gut wall, enhancing our overall health and longevity. One straightforward strategy to initiating this beneficial stress is through our diet, particularly by consuming foods rich in vital organic substances known as polyamines, leafy greens, mushrooms, nuts, seeds, lentils, shellfish, and aged cheese, among others, are veritable treasure troves of these compounds. When ingested, these foods feed our gut bacteria, which in turn process and utilize polyamines to bolster the gut wall's integrity. But polyamines are not only essential for protecting the gut wall, they also wield the power to mitigate inflammation. This leads us to the intriguing processes triggered by what's known as hormesis, an adaptive response of our body to low-level stressors, and consequentially, autophagy, a process where cells recycle their components, becoming more resilient in the process. Diving into hormesis reveals the mysterious dance between stress and vitality. Hormesis involves a beneficial reaction of the body to modest amounts of stress, turning potential threats into opportunities for growth. In response to these hormetic stressors, our gut bacteria cue our body to shift into a higher gear, one of such mechanisms being the initiation of autophagy. Now, autophagy, translating to self-devouring in Latin, might sound like a daunting prospect. Yet, it's a natural, physiological process vital for cell health and renewal. In times of cellular stress, signaled by our gut bacteria, autophagy encourages cells to clean house, disposing of old, damaged components to emerge stronger and more efficient. This is akin to a cellular rejuvenation process, fortifying not only individual cells, but strengthening the critical gut wall as well. Aside from seeking out polyamines in your diet, there are other methods to induce hormesis and autophagy, each with its own set of benefits extending beyond a robust gut wall. As we explore these additional avenues, it's clear that a little stress, managed correctly, can indeed make us stronger, setting the stage for a healthier, more resilient body poised for longevity. Part 7. Embrace Moderation, the joyful path to health through polyphenols, alcohol, and exercise. Who knew that the journey towards strengthening your gut wall and amplifying the benefits of hormesis and autophagy could be quite so delightful? It turns out, leading a life teeming with health and vigor doesn't have to be about stringent restrictions or monastic self-denial. Instead, it revolves around embracing the pleasures of moderation, with a focus on specific elements like polyphenols, moderate alcohol intake, and balanced exercise. First on the list of enjoyable lifestyle adjustments is increasing your consumption of polyphenols. Now, before you fret about incorporating yet another obscure health food into your diet, rest easy knowing that polyphenols are found in some of the most delectable treats nature has to offer, namely berries, grapes, and yes, even red wine. These potent plant compounds are not only a tickler of taste buds, but also a powerful ally in reinforcing your gut wall and mitigating inflammation. Speaking of red wine, it beautifully leads us to the second lifestyle tweak, enjoying moderate amounts of alcohol. Here, moderation is key. Specifically, no more than 2 small servings per day. While it might sound counterintuitive given alcohol's reputation, in the right amounts, it can introduce a beneficial stressor to your system, invoking the hormetic effect. Excess, however, tips the balance towards harm, exacerbating gut wall issues and straining your liver. When it comes to exercise, moderation once again takes center stage. If the thought of a 10K run fills you with dread, you'll be relieved to hear that our evolutionary history did not prepare us for marathon running, but for short sprints to safety, walking, and lifting. This ancestral legacy means our bodies flourish under the influence of moderate physical activity. Walking, weightlifting in brief intense sessions, and bursts of high-speed activities. Overdoing it on the exercise front can tip the scales towards oxidative stress, spawning free radicals that accelerate the aging process. Conversely, balanced exercise routines foster resilience against these negative oxidative effects. So as you embark on the journey of bolstering your gut wall and tapping into the life-enhancing properties of hormesis and autophagy, remember that joy and health are not mutually exclusive. Through the pleasures of polyphenol-rich foods, moderate alcohol consumption, and just right exercise, you're not just inviting longevity into your life, you're enjoying the journey there. Stay tuned as we delve further into how these practices can be the gateway to a stronger, healthier you, unlocking even more strategies for thriving in health and happiness. Part 8. Feeding for Longevity. Starve your bacteria, not your spirit. As we draw the curtain on our journey through the interconnected worlds of gut bacteria, our gut wall, and mitochondria, an intriguing picture emerges. These components of our biology wield immense power over our health and longevity. The synthesis of their abilities underscores a compelling, albeit challenging, strategy for harnessing their collective potential. The key? Introducing our body and its microscopic inhabitants to the concept of hunger through partial intermittent fasting. Yes, the thought of voluntary hunger might prompt more than a few groans of dismay. However, the goal here isn't to plunge ourselves into discomfort, but to trigger a state of alertness and resilience within our cells and their bacterial cohabitants. The recommended approach: for 5 consecutive days each month, limit your calorie intake to fewer than 900 calories per day. While the prospect might sound daunting, the rationale behind it is rooted in a profound understanding of our body's adaptive mechanisms. This deliberate reduction in food intake sends a signal to our gut bacteria, prompting them to alert our cells to brace for leaner times. This alert cues our cells to undergo autophagy, a process where they shed their weaker parts and emerge more robust. This fortification extends to the cells lining our intestines, bolstering the gut wall and enhancing its protective role. But the story doesn't end with our cells and gut bacteria. The mitochondria nestled within our cells also heed the call to arms. In response to the reduced caloric intake, they initiate mitogenesis, the creation of new mitochondria. This escalation in mitochondrial numbers translates into enhanced energy production within each cell. Since the vitality of our mitochondria is inextricably linked to how gracefully we age, stimulating mitogenesis is akin to supercharging our cellular engines for a longer, healthier ride through life. Moreover, this practice of caloric restriction doesn't just toughen up our cells and mitochondria, it also tempers the reproductive fervor of our gut bacteria. A slower reproduction rate among these microorganisms means a decreased output of lipopolysaccharides, LPSs, those inflammatory agents implicated in a host of aging-related diseases. Consequently, by adopting a regime of partial intermittent fasting, we effectively diminish the inflammatory responses that accelerate the aging process. Thus, embarking on this path of periodic fasting unlocks a trifecta of benefits that reinforce the foundations of longevity. Through this practice, we not only foster a stronger gut wall and more energetic mitochondria, but also mitigate the inflammation that so often accompanies aging. It's a testament to the power of embracing strategic hunger, not as a form of deprivation, but as a proactive step towards a life filled with health and vitality. Final summary. At the heart of our quest for longevity lies a trio of crucial components within our bodies: the gut bacteria, gut wall, and mitochondria. These elements are pivotal in determining our health span, the period of life spent in good health, and therefore play a significant role in how long and well we live. However, our modern lifestyle and dietary habits often pose threats to their optimal functioning. Agents like lipopolysaccharides and lectins along with the overuse of non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, excessive alcohol consumption, and over-exercising, can weaken these guardians of our health. But all is not lost. Our body's resilience and capacity to thrive are supported by embracing certain foods and lifestyle choices. Polyamines and polyphenols, found abundantly in fruits, vegetables, and even red wine, offer a protective boost to our gut health and mitochondrial activity. Similarly, embracing the practice of partial, intermittent fasting and balancing our intake of alcohol and exercise can enhance our body's natural defenses against aging and disease. This journey into understanding the complex interplay between diet, lifestyle, and our biological makeup unveils a promising path to extending our health span. By nurturing our gut bacteria, fortifying our gut wall, and energizing our mitochondria with mindful dietary and lifestyle choices, we unlock the potential for a life not just longer, but filled with vitality and wellness. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of learning and discovery as we explored the insights of another thought-provoking book in our growing library of knowledge. If you've enjoyed our time together, please take a moment to follow our podcast, give us a 5-star rating, and share 20-minute books with other knowledge seekers. Your support truly means a lot. Don't forget to join me again in the next episode, where we will delve into another enriching book. Until then, happy reading and happy listening.